your next station. You're a passenger with your ticket waiting in line to get on board a spaceship.
So
called body.
I see.
Spaceship is called body. You, the passenger, is called oxygen. And it's taking you through a journey for X amount of revolutions around the sun till you decide to dump you.
That
you're
ready. That sounds so depressing. Why am I depressed over there?
But that's what the whole thing is all about. But it's fun. While on board a spaceship, you can be pampered from 1 to 12. And from 12 to 18, you can be pampered again. And then from 18 to 30, you can do your own thing. And 30 to whatever you want to stop. That society will let you do your thing. But then when you stop it, you're going to get off at that spot. Onto the spaceship, on board the platform called Oxygen.
Just to repeat the process.
That's right. But you have one thing to console yourself. The same spaceship is not there. It's a new one. And it's moving forward, it's not moving backwards. So, if 200 years ago you were in England, what would you look like? You'd have to go look up the history book 200 years ago to see where you were. Then 100 years after, you're in America, that's what you look like. Now, 200 years from now, you might be on some other planet. But every opportunity is a brand new seat. 200 years ago, you weren't driving cars, and you weren't having spectacles, and you weren't wearing all the fancy jewelry. And today, now, 200 years after, you're driving cars and all the different facilities, electricity and different things. 200 years from now, you may be flying like your own comfortable wheel.
Well, then when you say that you move forward, are you talking about just chronologically?
Yes. You may be driving 200 years from now, or you may be driving automobiles. Right now you're driving automobiles. Think of driving a automobile.
What is that?
Like a car with a propeller on top and another one behind it to push it.
Oh, the Jetsons, you mean?
You have propelled cars, air travel cars. You're not going to use your own no more. You'll be moving across 4 or 5 feet above the ground. As soon as you get in the unit, it's floating this high off the ground, or it touches the ground, and you get on board of it, and you press it, and it lifts up and shoots across the air. Because the society will change, the malls are going to be different, the houses are going to be different. 200 years from now, you say, wow, look at me. Same oxygen, in the same air, now in a new birthday suit, playing a new game.
Do
you have a new script? Oh, yeah. Work, pay your bills. That's the script.
That's my script?
That's the script, I said.
That's everybody's script?
That's everybody's.
Work to pay the bills.
Know something for nothing. If you could perform all the miracles you like, what would you do to really do?
Well, that would be the first miracle.
Huh?
I'm a residue collector.
Who would that be?
No, not a person.
Well, where are you going to put it? Collecting the residue is the biggest problem in all the miracle makers. Jesus fed the 4,000 and the 5,000. That was twice he fed them. And on both occasions, they didn't believe he fed them genuine food. And in order to prove to them he fed them genuine food, and they were not victims of hypnosis because they believed in hypnosis in those days, he made them pick up the crumbs and the bones. Now, I have been to a Woodstock festival of only 1,000 people, where they clutter up the place. It took them 3 days to clean up that place. All the junk that they threw up. Imagine how long it takes to clean up 4,000 people, a half trail basket of crumbs and bones. I think they have a lot of to feed them. Let alone the 5,000. So they earn what they eat. They like it or not, for they found out they didn't get something for nothing. But in today's society, if you do too many of those kind of miracles, the sales tax people are going to come in and demand payment for making food and selling it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many dead people can you raise before the IRS is going to come and collect the past due taxes from the guy that you raised from the dead? So then he's going to hate you more for raising him from the dead. It doesn't pay not to go and perform miracles. People are waking up to the reality that they got to live now and be responsible for their actions.
And there's no place in that for miracles.
The miracle is timing, and it's the only miracle there'll ever be. When you do it. Look at today, you left where you came from to come to here. You ever figure out the amount of interferences on the road to get here?
We talked about it. Bridge traffic.
But, in spite of the fact that the interferences look like interferences, each one was so well timed that you arrived to supper on time. So, what is more important in the miracle is this. Living now is the opportunity for all the miracles. And timing is the miracle. Timing of the daily events in your life is the evidence that creative intelligence directs your existence. You don't have a doggone thing to do with it other than let it occur around you on time. Even when you eat the food, you gotta wait till your tummy decides to digest it. You can't tell your tummy it's time to go to work. So that is where we call timing. It's the greatest miracle. And the wrong timing, the barrier. Too soon, too late, no good.
So there's absolutely nothing you can do. Your fate is there. And there's nothing you can do to alter that.
What is for who?
What?
For who or for what?
For who or for what?
Which one is looking for entertainment? Who or what you are? Who you are or what you are? Which one of the two is looking for the entertainment?
Yes,
for who? Good, then that's the reason why it's called an illusion. That's why they call it no commandment, thou shalt not lie. You can lie to yourself all day. But you're only going to lie to the who. You can't lie to what you are. What you are is what you are. But you can lie to yourself from A to Z and all kind of fixed fantasies, and you're entitled to do that because why? There's no commandment thou shalt not lie. So you're entitled to play all the mind games you want to play on the who. But what you are is fundamentally what you are, reading. That's why they say the truth is one, and that's the breath. It's only one for everybody. And the paths are a bunch of who's and hues, all the different colors you can build up around yourself to breathe. And that's the reason why it's set up like that, to entertain God who created the whole thing. He's a what? But you can never enjoy a who until you what? Design a what out of a who, and a who out of a what. So we put the two things together and turn it loose to play a game with itself.
This is all for entertainment.
That's right.
And you're in it, and you're of it.
Not you, the body.
The what of you.
The what of you.
Not the who. The who is the body. And the what is the
answer. That's
right. And the
what is what's permanent. It's always permanent. It'll always be here, and the who will go through many changes to satisfy the what. One day it'll look male, next day look female. One day look black, next day look brown, yellow, white, green. But that's all the who's providing an opportunity for the what.
Okay, when you become enlightened.
Enlightened means you accept that you can live now.
Does that make the who become a what?
No.
Carbon-based body doesn't become a what?
No, you accept what you are, and you didn't become it. You accept that you are what you are, a carbon-based body, permanent, indoor being that will be fooling itself. You see, you don't have to fool yourself that you got to breathe. Good. But it's the acceptance of it. And then you accept it, then you see how calm you become. You're not in a hurry. And everything occurs around you for you to cope with. Because you can't act before each breath. And each breath is there for you to perform the act. And you can't have an act to perform if you don't breathe. So therefore, the breathing is already preset to provide the opportunity to act. But when you don't breathe, then you find out there are no acts to perform, or no access to grant. That's the thing. But if you breathe, you can do all kind of charades with your mouth and your body. But that's permissible, because it's provided for you. You're provided to make mistakes, you're provided to correct them, you're provided to imagine, you're provided to regret, you're provided to forget, and you provide to feel all kind of charades with your mind, regardless of who you are. None of them is bad. They're all being provided to be experienced. So they may be called lousy decisions, but the good decision is that you breathe. So as my sister once told me when I met her, she said, "Nano, when you know God, you see, you don't have to fool yourself that you got to breathe." Good. But it's the acceptance of it. And then you accept it, then you see how calm you become. You're not in a hurry. And everything occurs around you for you to cope with. Because you can't act before each breath. And each breath is there for you to perform the act. And you can't have an act to perform if you don't breathe. So therefore, the breathing is already preset to provide the opportunity to act. But when you don't breathe, then you find out there are no acts to perform, or no access to grant. That's the thing. But if you breathe, you can do all kind of charades with your mouth and your body. But that's permissible, because it's provided for you. You're provided to make mistakes, you're provided to correct them, you're provided to imagine, you're provided to regret, you're provided to forget, and you're provided to feel all kind of charades with your mind, regardless of who you are. None of them is bad. They're all being provided to be experienced. So they may be called lousy decisions, but the good decision is that you breathe. So as my sister once told me when I met her, she said, "Nano, when you know God, all your good and lousy decisions are fulfilled in my lap." Because I understood what she meant. The others were standing around, didn't understand what she said. And I laughed, and she laughed too. When you know God, all your good and lousy decisions are fulfilled. And if you recognize that you breathe, the good decision is that you breathe. The lousy decisions are mistakes that you make every day. The fact that you have to breathe and make them, there are lousy decisions. But you're going.
So you give thanks for the lousy decisions.
But they have to be experienced, so they're going to be fulfilled. They can't be avoided.
No.
So they're going to be fulfilled. Fulfilled means that they're going to happen. the way they're supposed to happen. Lousy or otherwise. No problem.
To move us towards, is this to move us towards something? Or?
No, it's to make us appreciate that we breathe. How will you appreciate that you breathe if you don't make a lousy decision?
Personally, I never associated breathing with it. I just took it for granted.
Take it for granted. Can't take
until
for granted.
Nitty-gritty came along.
You cannot take for granted living, but you breathe to make lousy decisions, to recognize they're lousy, and to appreciate that they are lousy, and that you didn't die in the process, so you're thankful for recognizing that you can live a lousy decision. And it ain't lousy after you understand that you were designed to live lousy decisions as well as good ones. So who is there that's going to live good decisions all the time? Who is there going to live lousy decisions all the time? Nature don't have those such things. She has half and half.
Even Jesus has half and half.
The horoscope will show you that. You take your horoscope and you'll see half of it has lousy decisions and half of it has good decisions. But the decisions to be lousy or good don't come one after the other. They come random. That's the anguish of it. You don't know which one is coming up next.
Yeah.
The only thing you know for sure is that it's coming.
It's coming, right. That's exactly. You know it's coming. Well, which is it?
And you know you're going to cope with it, right. No matter what it is.
But it's coming. So, Brother Jesus, take my peace. Don't take the world. The world gives you 6 feet under the ground and go hide. My peace is cope with the moment. Just be calm. Don't panic. And cope with the moment. Breathe. That's the greatest peace you can have. Live the moment. Cope with it. The winner. Losers can be born. You look back and you look at yourself, hey, I'm the sperm of God to be over. Sure, why not? What's wrong with you if you're a loser? Then why do you want to panic? You didn't panic now. There they go over and God you help. Why should you panic now when you're a full-grown adult body? Breathe.
He's so proud.
Too simple. That's why I like to meditate. Because when I meditate, I appreciate breathing. More.
Well, I become aware of it more.
That's right.
Because you're aware of it more.
That's
yeah,
right.
But your body's cutting down. I think you know.
Then as you become aware of it more, you become calmer.
What?
You become calm, peaceful, not in an anguish worrying about if you're going to panic or anything. And that you can't do it.
I'm not been doing it back.
If you have a brother who comes and says, do these things in my name, and he bless it, you will do it if he didn't want you to. Okay. Enjoy it. Why would he give it life if he didn't want you to enjoy the moment? You know, he's giving up his body, you know. That's rough. Then he got a student who got a rougher job, so he'll betray him. Between the two of them, who do you think had a tougher job? Betraying a friend or dying for his brother?
Jesus.
How did God feel about that bond?
Friend, a God can't be a God unless he can invent every crazy idea and compensate it to make it look like a right.
Good.
Thank you. Now you know why you call it a creation or a movie? Come, let us make us a manifestation. So he's the producer. He's the actor. He's the roles, and he's the director who harasses the actors. He's the audience.
Does
and
he feel
he's
like
the funds that you collect at the door.
Is this one, what I mean, is this one better than, say, Gandhi, or Rama, or Krishna?
Neither.
So they're just all the same old...
Which thing is more important? Show me which thing is more important.
I use this one more.
Take away one and see what happens to you.
Frustration.
Frustration. No. Some people are born in the next row and that's not frustration. But there's a tribe in India who are born with 6 fingers and 6 toes and they walk upside down.
Well, my cousin has that. And somebody else in my family. Is it an
The thing is this, nature has every kind of charade to play to make us feel stupid and smart at the same time.
Well, people could do that to each other with that nature.
But that's what they're whole. How can people do it if nature didn't give it to them? So you didn't come before your environment, so don't try to make ideas that you don't have. The environment already got it waiting for you to recognize it.
God took the Oscar before I got here.
You see, I grow avocados in my backyard that defies everybody who knows how to grow avocados. The city, when they come and see you, I eat the avocado and I take the seed and I say to it, you came here before me and you know how to grow? Grow. And I put it in the soil. I leave it right there. I don't even dig a hole to put it. And it grows. You've been to my place. How many avocado trees I got now in the backyard? The whole place is jam-packed out. Not too long ago, one of those guys was studying a horticulture kid. He can't believe avocado trees. He seen them all thick growing. He said, how you do this? It's not possible.
That's because you're not home.
I don't interfere with nature. I tell nature do your work, I will do the dirty work.
And you said Marcia watered them.
No, that's Marcia.
He looked at the sad
the
plant
falls
and the mini
rainfall. Now, you see, the rain falls periodically, regardless of Marcia watering, that rain falls periodically and wet them in a strange way, and they have the water to keep them going.
Okay, how did you get through it? Now, you can move them out for about a minute.
It comes down into the rock on the wall that comes in the ground. It soaks up the soil, and the soil keeps the water, and the avocado tree gets greener and greener and greener and bigger and bigger and bigger.
So Marcia really doesn't have to water. They just look dry. When God's coming.
And you just took this seed and you told it the truth, and then threw it into the ground for it to stay.
I didn't put it into the ground. I'm sticking in the ground. I threw it in the ground.
Okay. That's the way nature does it.
Well, my cousin over here, when he was living, he had a potlatch and a plant. But he got tired of fooling with it. He said, you either live or you go die right now. And get on with it. And the thing started to move.
So they caused a smart man.
Yeah. He was the one that had the extra pin and extra stuff.
That's great.
Okay.
The environment came before you, then the same thing you can do, but tell it to do its thing and leave you alone that you enjoy it.
So
was
it related to all these living things? I mean, plants and things, do you?
I only got one rule in my place. No, come inside. I pray for honeybee. Stay outside, I don't touch. That's the only law I have to really get.
What do you mean?
And every creature comes to my door. They don't cross inside. They know the rules.
Oh, the insects. You're talking about insects.
Insects, cats, and everything.
I didn't know that was in the background. Maybe.
They got the two cats active, watched out in my place all day, and they belong to somebody in the apartment complex where they come and sit down and supervise.
Are they the ones that were still there?
They march around and they keep the dog.
And they climb up the tree.
And they patrol the whole place, and anybody come in there, the vans, they'll chase them. And they're never going to cross the door because they know. Now the roaches is the same, and the bugs are the same, and the flies are the same. They come on the patio, I don't bug them. But they step inside that room. I swat them and I said, "Look, we'll be a honeybee." And they don't come around because they know the rules. I don't tell them or do them any harm when they're outside in the patio because they have every right to fly around the patio. But if they try to fly inside the building,
this is what I told the snake.
Same way I tell lizards and everything. The only one I don't spank to the Shamila. Because he eats the roses. But so when he comes in, he would be catching the roach that he blows up.
So you've invited him in if he wants to catch a roach.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the Shamila. He comes around there periodically to catch roaches. And when he catches them, he's gone up in this one roach. So these are even a lot of common predators. And I've seen it. Everybody comes there, see it.
Now this is something anybody can do. I mean, we can do this at all.
Yeah.
Okay, what about our cat? He, in the winter, he can stay outside, can't he?
As long as he's on the outside in the patio, he has a little box for himself. Where you've got carpet and you come in the carpet and come in the bed, then you're inviting your own sickness.
Yeah, I know. Why? No, he comes in the basement, down there.
That's all right.
Okay, but he doesn't come in the house.
Mm-hmm. Anytime an animal comes on your carpet, be prepared to be bitten by a flea. Because the flea has found a new home, and you made it building by allowing the animal to come inside the house.
And I'm right about this. Yes, dear. See, I felt
wrong.
Like the cat should be in the house.
You see,
I said just
the origin of leprosy begins with a flea. Bit a rat. That bit the human being. And then the human being got leprosy. And research has shown that leprosy is contracted by fleas, biting rats. And people who sleep outdoors in the jungle area or mostly primitive society don't have any way to protect themselves from rats. And so when the rat bites them, then they get the leprosy. But the flea is really the one that infests them.
So the flea that the one that infests bringing those kind of diseases. Is this right with AIDS?
You're tracing them back to fleas that give it to monkeys, that monkeys give to human beings. Your pet is not your friend. You carry fleas.
What have they really traced it back to AIDS in transferring the disease? The fleas, animals,
fleas and monkeys to humans.
Because I haven't seen anything scientific. You know, I keep reading.
AIDS is a virus.
Yeah, I know it's a virus.
So it has to come from an insect biting, transferring. Where do you think all the diseases of the human beings suffering from, where they came from? Man didn't have disease until Moses took the insects out of the desert to harass the Pharaoh, who wouldn't release the human beings to go to freedom. So he infested their homes with the fleas, the bugs, and the roaches, and the beetles never used all around them.
Every time an Egyptian incarnation comes up, we get it. But we didn't need it with Egyptians.
And they mean stubbornness, so they were being really stubborn, so he brought them in.
That's good.
Yeah, but he didn't pick up his residue and take it back.
That was a good king. He ate a lot of raw food, high nitrogen.
Mm-hmm. And he needed what's radish.
So nitrogen makes you tough, you know.
You
go to Pharaoh. He was not going to let go. And Moses knows it was Moses knows the road that he gotta go. Go, Moses, go. Don't let my people go. I'm not going to let you go. Okay, buddy boy. Costello? The big.
Perhaps.
Bug control for them began. Killed the first one.
Do you think it was?
Word control. You call it what? Death of the first one. Because it's word control.
Yeah, when you think about it.
The way you think about it. See, we...
I don't really think about it.
100 years ago, anything like that is jungle abuse. Today is what? Medical abuse? Where I grew up, taking you and dumping you in the water to make you float to see if you're going to stay alive would be considered human abuse. In this society, in that society, if you don't float, you die pretty fast because you're not going to be able to hang around when you leave it to yourself. Your body isn't accustomed and wouldn't cope with swimming. And you won't panic and you're drawing stupid enough. Their techniques may be crude, but their techniques work to survive. We may be very sophisticated in our techniques, or we end up having a big welfare program to pay for it.
The kids that didn't survive, are they the ones that only wanted to come in, had to come in for a short karmic ball game?
Tell me more, you're just karma, yeah. They're not in something for nothing. We don't see that yet, because science one day will have to face the facts. Right now, they don't like Einstein's law or Newton's law. Unified field and relativity.
Every
they don't like it. Every action has an equal reaction. Who like that? You don't get something from nothing, so who like that?
Everybody. Rather disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah?
All of my nothing things are going.
You're nothing, you didn't want to have anything. You could be nothing.
Yeah, but I thought my illusions were going to be my illusions within my illusions.
Well, naturally, you can't lose the ion, you'll get ill. See, ill if you lose the ion.
Oh.
So you're going to be a sick person. But if you got the ion and it doesn't go off, you're enlightened. So no more loose and no more illness. See? So get rid of the illus ion and get the ion. I am that ion. That's what Moses heard, but he wrote down, I am that I am. And remove your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. No holy ground? In the dirt that the harm fought before elements, and you're made of it. And it's me, God. Mm-hmm. Your shoe is made of it, so take them off and respect what you are, dust. You're all the Bhabuti.
Why did they always stress respect? What is respect? Oh,
inspect is to see, right?
I don't know, I'm asking.
Inspect is to see.
Oh,
check.
Inspect, okay.
And respect is to what? Take a rest and look at it. Check it over. You want to check? Well, that's what you're paying respect. You're doing a double check to the thing.
My father wants a double check.
Why not? So there we have Mr. Grabacek grabbing the check.
That's
I don't know all these people who are representing their government because they're indicative of the world's joy.
They're indicative of what?
World joy.
World
joy? Joy. We call it policy. Oh. World joy? World joy. Why is it the policy? Thank you.
They're indicative of it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. They're indicative of it. Beat around the bush.
Beat around the bush. That's the joy of it. That's his policy. Beat around the bush.
That's his policy.
So if we vote while we're in, we got what?
Wildfire.
Wildfire? You'll be the first colored governor?
You're going to be over wild.
Over wild. So we better go with Coleman. Tree?
Yeah. And he's very cold.
Even if he doesn't go for smoking, I vote for Coleman. Coleman.
What's quail?
Beat around the bush, right through the bush.
Well, the Lowndes was their governor now, and he stayed overseas for about 60 some days or more.
What was that?
The Lowndes.
Be the owls, huh?
He had stayed out of the state more than any governor.
Now you see, you got Castro, he's castrated. Guy going up there to Cuba.
Cuba.
And Noriega is no rage. Everybody's up in arms except him.
Everybody's up in arms
except him. No rage.
No rage.
No rage.
No rage.
This is true. Everybody's upset. But he's going on.
Tough
luck.
Yeah,
Gaddafi,
you
mean
it.
Gaddafi
is tough.
Gaddafi.
Lots of tough. But then
what about Oliver North?
Comey checked out, so he's checked out.
Oliver North?
Don't give me the money, Comey. Comey. So he checked out, his money went out. So he's done gone. North? He's the boss out. Frozen. And the other guy in China is the Jing. That's the Jing of it.
That's the Jing of it. All this wisdom we're getting to now.
But it's funny. Well, but it really isn't funny because we all have the same thing.
Of course.
Your name is your occupation, like it or not.
Okay, it's whether or not you're not. Yeah,
you'd be
see, we laugh at them, but okay,
so
we'll have to leave. I
need to
know what
you need to. He's a business alien. Lots of earth. Dig up your ground.
Earth.
There's your rubber butt. Now the rubber butt is gone because you're all seared up. So you're only seared left.
Oh, the book of comedy. So Georgie is what?
Okay, play with that one.
Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Every now and then I tag him with one part of me and then I tag him another part of me.
Georgie is a gorge.
What a way to get it.
Gorge, gorge is a okay, George, the gorge.
So what about Catherine?
Catherine? It's better not to go into the matron.
Come on, you
can. It's the gorge, Catherine.
Oh, gosh. Okay,
my parents
love
you. My parents love you.
Oh, yes, they love you, sure. Because they pay the rent. That's what they call them, pay rent. We think the college is pure.
So the joke is what?
The joke. That's the joke.
Okay, Denise is?
More than Denise.
More than Denise.
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 I don't
get it.
Where is Denise?
You've
been. You walked in West Street and then up or been there? But then Dini is the door too. Deny yourself the bending of the knees.
So stand up.
Stand up on your two feet.
Stand on your own 2 feet, you silly person. Okay.
Stand on the wall.
What's Linda?
Linda, you watch out, don't bloody borrow from your payback.
Linda.
I don't win, they don't pay back.
Right.
I award my money. See, I told you, see? My geometry, I told you, I have to be secure.
Kim would want to know when you're not getting back to this. What is Kim? Kim? I am.
That's next to Kim.
Next to Kim? Next to Kim? Well,
yeah, I know what it is.
All Kims are like cousins.
Skinful.
Kim?
We always had kinfolk, but then we got skin.
I'm not finished with this.
Well, Kim, she's not finished on her, she's skipping.
She wants to get to the origin of this.
I want to get to the end of it. All right, next to kin, skinfolk. Okay.
You didn't make kinfolk yet.
You didn't make kinfolk yet? He's next to kin, and he hasn't made kin, so he's.
He's an outsider. That's what Kim is. Kim.
Next to.
He's not next. He's not your kid.
Right.
There's no feeling of kinfolk here. He's an independent person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's these are all our things, and that's the thing that he has to cope with.
Always try to put it on your will before you ever live it.
That's me.
You know, every villain I know wants to collect on the will and they don't want to live. What did Daddy leave me? What did Mother leave me?
Nothing for nothing. Yeah.
No idea.
Now that doesn't fit me.
Will I am?
Collect on the real. When his parents died, he went up there and he said, Mom, I'm doing
that. Still the will.
He wouldn't come home with anything except that I wanted something.
But he's still
I just go missing because they're gone. So Cliff, maybe.
Cliff is hanging, that's what they call hanging. His real name is Cliff Ford. Well, if you hang by the edge, you're going to cross over where you fall. That's what a Ford is, you know, if you roll over the Ford. Was he the president that did what? Fall over, we beat Nixon.
Well, he happened to come in just in time to cross over the board. Nixon, right. Carter couldn't Carter anymore.
And then Reagan came in and Reagan it all. Are you going to shoot us with ray guns?
Then now we're going to
bushwhack it.
We are the voice of
the bushwhacker. Oh, my goodness.
And so in Virginia, we're not going to take Wilder, we're going
ice cold. See, the other guy was going to run the last time.
You're a cold man.
What was the other guy's name that was running?
Dukakis.
He killed me.
Oh, gosh.
Too much caca. That he would never have made it. Even the other guy used to go around the other, he's never been.
Let me see. Lieutenant Governor is Dalton. What's her name?
Eddie Dalton.
Eddie.
Eddie Dalton. And what's the other? Benedetti? No, that he's going to Mary Terry. That's the attorney general. What's a Benedetti?
Burn in death.
So better not put him in that. What is Natalie?
Natural.
Natural. Know how to lie naturally. Well, Aloka, remember there is no commandment on shall not lie. Mm-hmm. She knows how to present white lies very nice. Whatever she says, nice white lie. She's a good politician.
We'll
vote
for her.
She's the one
we'll
vote
for.
So we'll forget her
and Rosalie is...
She makes her life very rosy.
Makes everybody's life very rosy or just hers?
Yeah, hers. Mm-hmm. She'll give you a nice rosy life.
Yes, she does.
She's going to promise you lots of roses.
I'll run down my family. What about David?
The Avid. Very the Avid. Avid wants to be Avid, was in doubt. David was in doubt that he could have killed Goliath with a slingshot. I'll tell you the truth. Oh, he was very Avid.
Avid.
You know what Avid is? I think I can, but I don't know if I can. So he's a double talk. But I'll tell you the truth, the slingshot. He didn't know that the thing would have hit like Goliath and knocked him down. That's basically what David or David is. They're all just double talking themselves. Danny has been alive then.
He seems to get that out there. Can do the touch. Say, if you needed the green ray, you could touch the green glass.
But isn't that what all the wise men have done? They're teaching us or telling us that the feeling is in the body itself, is just that we feel the more sensitive. And I got it to get sick.
I feel glad when I get my program in my.
But that's what you chose, and that's what you can do, then plan it to accept.
What kind of day was I having when I said, yeah, I'll do all this? Hey, God, yeah, I'm going to play that role.
It's like Superman.
When you reached the level.
What is Superman? It's a krypton-based mechanism acting in a human form. And when it wants to switch from its mundane function as a clerk to its particular potential as a krypton body, that krypton body can travel through space. The carbon body can do the same thing. There is no limitation to it to travel like the krypton body. Then all these bodies can travel. The only difference is that the carbon is the one element that will outlast all of them when they come to crash. That's the permanency. That's why all of them wanted to be permanent. They wanted to own the carbon. They can't, there's no way. And so therefore the carbon was given the last opportunity, but the carbon was put to experience turn down of all the powers in order for it to go through the rule of a sperm ovum process and to work by way of humility to return back to that principle. And then that totality is amplified. In other words, I like Superman's and all the other guys, but I got the most unique body. It'll take me time to work mine out. And that's what the painful mechanism is, the carbon-based body. It's the only one that is unique in chemistry in anything. There is no other form or element that could match the carbon. But the carbon has to go through three stages. The others don't have to. They're instant what they are. So, if Superman wants to lift off, all you take a deep breath and he lifts. So, point is the carbon-based body has to work through being a charcoal, through a carborundum, right up to the diamond itself. Then in that state, it's permanent. It doesn't change no more. It can move through all the time frames and it's permanent. that is what we have been offered as the Oscar by the creative intelligence who put the whole thing together, knowing fully well, he knows fully well that the rest are mock-up and jerks. Otherwise, he wouldn't choose the carbon body. Oh, the creator was putting a thing together and then not knowing a warranty of his own creation. That'd be funny. The family is how he selects so many different types to work through all the fixations to the one that is most unique. The one that is most unique is carbon. Not even iron is not quite unique. Think of iron. And iron can't do it. Yep. Iron cool blood and the berry. That's right. You are a cosmic nurse maid.
So you must name most of the time I just made it.
What does Superman do? He's a nurse maid when there's what? A calamity?
Yeah.
Otherwise, what is he doing? Writing up reports?
Right.
What is Jesus doing right now? He's going around looking for somebody to wake up their nose?
Don't tell me he has paperwork too.
Yeah.
Jenny, we'll get me back into whatever.
There was a report yesterday by a news agency in Moscow. On the touchdown of a flying saucer, it was actually a ball, a sphere, they say, and the extraterrestrial creatures with little knobby heads landed in the Russian city of Vilnius. They were towering. They were real big creatures with small knobby heads, pulling their head. And they just walked around the park, strolling the park with their little robots. And so this article, this newspaper article, sort of making fun of it, you know, as if it were just a figment of their imagination. And they also mentioned the manner in which the Soviets detected it was identified by means of bilocation, an extra sensory method of tracking objects that people were. Is this part of the Soviet Union's
interesting? They're the first group of people to do the metaphysical research on a physical level and breakthrough to make us wake up. But there are more going on around us. We would never accept purely photography. Now we are the ones who are busy or doing all kind of money spending. I got a friend who was stationed in Washington. He's doing his calls to the phone every time. I said, well, look, you had your chance, man. Get on the ball. Getting on photography is old. They have the funding. The problem goes with the funding. And the research. Then this objects have definite electrical properties. And the human being is the first one to recognize it because it's the whole mechanism set up that way. But it's not accepted because it's too weird. One person making a statement like that and everybody can't duplicate it. It's a weird statement. But if you got 100 people all saying the same thing at the same time, what are you going to do? Well, that's what we're talking about. So we look through a microscope, we all agree that the thing looks like that. Then the person who first drew it at that time in the microscope, he said, you're right. But then that's after you look through the microscope. But before you look through, oh no, we can't believe that's nonsense. You mean to tell me you close your eyes and saw that? said, yes. But that's how you think. But that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that attitude. Because you can't take both feet on the floor and expect to stand up. You can't stand on one and lift up one. So therefore, practical function and is necessary with the research function. But we're getting more and more aware of ourselves. The more we become aware of ourselves, the more society changes. That's good. Not a problem.
So I'm going to keep an eye out for some people up in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's right. Hey man, you got some ash?
Yeah,
I could throw it in jail. No, I said ash. Ash with an A, man.
A religious ash.
Yeah.
They had this.